Welcome to Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back. Thank you for joining me in this episode. My name is Patrick, and I'm Frack. Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back is a show where I discuss different aspects of fandom and how they relate to the gospel. And so we're going to be going through an episode of My Hero Academia and connecting it to teachings from the Bible. The name of the show came from my dad, who dubbed my brother and me Frick and Frack since we were kids. So we're covering the 44th episode of My Hero Academia called Roaring Upheaval. So in these episodes, the story's really starting to move along, and we're starting to see the tastings of what further adventures will potentially be happening in My Hero Academia. If you are familiar with if you've seen all the episodes of the anime, or if you're up on the manga as I am, you see where plots and seeds are being planted even in this story arc now. And so one of the great things we're introduced to Mr. Compress and Toga. Now, Toga was seen earlier in previous episodes, but here's where we really kind of even get a taste of what she's really about, no pun intended. One of the other things I really liked about this episode is that we get to see how strong Tokoyami truly is. Because we have to remember that Moonfish was keeping Bakugo and Todoroki at bay. Now, granted, it wasn't necessarily because they were not powerful enough, it was because of safety concerns and using their powers at their full capacity just wasn't really working. So they needed help. Tokoyami comes in with his full power unleashed and wipes out Moonfish very quickly. Because of that, the Midoriya reveals that, they're after Bakugo. And so the group, including Shoji, Tokoyami, Todoroki, and Midoriya are going to protect Bakugo. And one of the best parts about during this whole entire scene, they're planning the strategy and not including Bakugo in any of the discussion. And you can see on his face the utter annoyance that he has. Now, one of the funny things that happens in this episode is that Midoriya even points out, he's like, with this group, we'd probably be able to go up against All Might. And remember, he has faced All Might, and he did it with Bakugo. Now, this was a weakened All Might because of his, his state of losing his power and his health and everything. And he was also weighed down with heavy weights, keeping his power in check. But Midoriya is a very good analytical mind, so he probably has a pretty good idea of what, they might be able to do with All Might. But let's not get, carried away at this moment. So the other thing that kind of happens in this episode is that Uraraka and Sue deal with Toga. During this fight, we get to see more of Uraraka's training under Gunhead. But during all this time, when Uraraka pins Toga, Toga gets some of Uraraka's blood while she's distracted, and she's talking about love and cute boys and things like that, and it just kind of throws Uraraka off. And this is going to be a theme throughout Toga's life and her, the way her story is played out, just this connection that she has with Uraraka and Sue. And so it's one of those interesting things that we see how capable Sue is, and we see how capable Uraraka is as well. And so that goes along with what this episode really kind of shows, is that the UA students, these are these very early fledgling heroes, and they're going up real villains, like professional villains. And they are, in fact, having a hard time because, they're going toe-to-toe with Aizawa, Mandalay, Tiger, and they took out Pixie Bob and Ragdoll. These are professional heroes. We haven't really seen Vlad King do all that much right at this moment. But, up until this point, they've really only gone up against Scrubs. Now, Deku, Todoroki, and Ida, they went up against Stain. But they had a hard time of it. Like, it was really difficult, the three of them had going up against that up against Stain. And so, up until they've only really faced Scrubs at this point. And so seeing them struggle against Moonfish and Mustard and Toga really kind of shows just how much growth that they are needing to have to become the heroes that they want to be. And so it's one of those great things that we're getting to see their potential, because they are proving to be capable, but they're also, there is a sense of being kind of outclassed at this point. So the biblical theme is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. And this is what it says. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So I chose these verses, and I usually choose like a verse or two, but for me to really kind of get the message across, I needed to do all five verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And so one of the things I really love about these verses is that it really ties into what Midori and Shoji experienced while they were trying to figure out Tokoyami. So if when you watch this episode, Midoriya comes across Shoji and Tokoyami, and he sees Shoji's injury. They were in a really difficult spot. Now Midoriya, he was running on adrenaline, trying to get to Bakugo. Like, that's his main priority. But Shoji says, like, I'll distract Tokoyami and draw him to a fire or to the camp or something, so you can get to Bakugo. But Shoji did ask. He's like, but I really would appreciate your help in dealing with Tokoyami. And Midoriya, he's at a crossroads. He has to make a decision. And he's like, man, the fastest way to get to Bakugo, but Tokoyami's in the way. And how do I deal with that? And so what he ends up doing is he decides, he's like, well, I'm going to do both. I'm going to help Tokoyami, and I'm also going to help Bakugo. And so what he decides to do is he says he's going to bring Tokoyami to Bakugo and Todoroki. Both of them have powers that would be able to help control Dark Shadow. One of the things you need to know about Dark Shadow is this ethereal energy being that comes out of Tokoyami that is extremely powerful. And one of the things that is said about his character is that the darker it is, the harder, the stronger Dark Shadow is, but the harder Tokoyami has to control him. And so that's just proving just how powerful Tokoyami is and how powerful Dark Shadow is and the mental control that he must have. And so, but if he gets him to Bakugo and Todoroki, we'll be able to get Dark Shadow under control. What ends up happening, one of the great things that I love that happens in this episode, is we see this scene where Midoriya tells Tokoyami, just trust me, give in to Dark Shadow for just a little bit. And so Midoriya comes up with this plan with him and Shoji, drawing Dark Shadow to Bakugo and Todoroki. And through that, they're able to take, Tokoyami's able to take out Moonfish. And Midoriya is able to do this because he's earned the trust of his teammates and his classmates through his actions and his leadership. Now he doesn't say he's a leader. It's always kind of been thrust upon him, but through his actions and through his leadership, he's really earned a lot of trust with his fellow students. And so Paul was doing something similar with the Corinthians. One of the things you need to know about the Church of Corinth is it was in a very wealthy area, and they were constantly being inundated with philosophers and teachers of all kind. And Paul two is incredibly educated, can speak very well, and he can go toe-to-toe with these philosophers and teachers of all kind. And he can do it on a regular basis. And scripture, when you read the book of Acts, you see these things happen. But what Paul's saying here is that for the church in Corinth, he's like, I'm not going to do that. It's like, I didn't do that with you guys. Instead, he stuck to sharing the gospel. He's like, I didn't want to use flowery language. I didn't want to express myself like these philosophers. It's like, I want the Holy Spirit to guide me in what I say, because I want to share the gospel. I don't want to share me. And so he could use big words, he could use flowery terms, he could use philosophy, but he was like, that's not what is true. That's not what is going to help, because instead of being like the Holy, being a teacher of me, being using the Holy Spirit, instead it would be like, oh, he's just this another good teacher. Okay, well, but he wanted to do what was right and not make it about him and his education, but instead be about the Holy Spirit working through him to teach and plant the church in Corinth. And so he wanted Christ to shine through, not Paul. And so each one of us, we're supposed to be to do that, instead of necessarily using big words or flowery philosophy. Instead, let's use the gospel. Let's share the gospel. Let's share the good news, and also figure out a way for us to equip ourselves to share the gospel in whatever capacity. This is one of the things that I love doing. I love doing this podcast where I can talk about anime, but I can also use it to share. It's like, we can learn biblical lessons in the media that we can consume. And I just like doing that. And when we shine like Christ, people will be drawn to that. Like people were drawn to Midoriya's true heroism. Remember, Spinner even said, you know, Stain set Midoriya aside as someone to be saved and who was a true hero. And that's drawn everyone to him. And so that's one of the things I just want to encourage each of us to do, is that instead of trying to have people draw to us, draw to the gospel, draw to Christ. And we are supposed to shine like Christ did. So that's the challenge for this time is, are you going to shine as Christ has called us to shine, or are you going to try and make yourself the center? It's tough, but I think you can do it. All right, so let's rate this episode. This was a great episode. I loved seeing there was great scenes broken up in different parts. There was humor. There was great action. I mean, I didn't even really talk about the Momo stuff. And some of the other villain things, because there's some great villain stuff with Dobby and Twice. So it's just one of those things where it's just like there's so much goodness that happens in this episode that it can't be anything other than a perfect five. So this is a great episode. This is a great story arc. It's one of the best in all of My Hero Academia. So you gotta watch this episode. It's a great episode. But you definitely do need to watch it as part of the whole to really get what's going on. But it's a really great episode. All right, so anyone with questions for me about the biblical lessons I talked about in this episode or any other discussion ranging from anime, comics, or just anything in general, feel free to email me at frickityfracktalkback@gmail.com or reach out to me on Twitter at @frickityf or at @frickityfrack on Instagram and Facebook. So please rate, review, and subscribe, all that good stuff. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to leave a comment in the comments below. I do a good job of responding back in a timely manner, so be sure to do that. Remember that I love you. Most importantly, God loves you. And so go beyond plus ultra.